This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchem Abam. We start a new mitzvah today, what is called Mishnah Sofrim, which is basically how to write the letters of Stam. So it's a new area of halacha. And although from afar it might look like it's a formidable hurdle, nevertheless, if we learn it carefully, it will be clear. B'siyata d'shmaya. Okay. Let us begin. Kitzer klolei shaloi kisidran miprimagan mishakvanim. This is an abbreviated kitzer of the laws of Shalai Kisidran from the Prima Gadim and other Achrayim. Says the Holy Chafetz Chaim, Tfilin u'mezuzos tzorichim shiyu k'suvim kisidran. Tfilin and mezuzos, in contradistinction to Sefer Torah, has to be written in order midaraisim not Torah. D'chsiv v'hayu hadvarim. V'hayu implies as is, kisidran, the way it appears. Now that's an issue. Bein hikdim parsha l'parsha. You can't write one parsha before the other. You can't write one word before the other. You can't write letter B before letter A. It's puzzle. However, in the ois itself, which means, technically speaking, if you're making a tzadi, like in diagram one, so first you make the yod, and then you make the nun. Tzadi consists of a yod and a nun. So let's say you flip the order. Let's say you first wrote a nun and then a yod. Now, there's no shaloi kisidran within the tzadi itself. That's not considered shaloi kisidran. Lo yihave shaloi kisidran kol kahigavna. Likewise, like this. Let's say v'chinim kasav miktsas ois v'achikah kasav ois shem mukdam. Let's say you wrote part of a letter, and then you went and you wrote the earlier letter. Then mashlim ha'ois. You could go back and complete the letter. Let's look in diagram two. Let's say you're writing the word bachem. So you wrote a bez. Then you start to write the final mem. Now that's out of order because first comes the chaf and then the mem. But you didn't write the mem. You wrote the gag of the mem, just the top. You could write the chaf and then complete the mem. Oh, it's shaloi kisidron. That's not shaloi kisidron. I wrote the bez. And I wrote the chaf, and then I wrote the mem. No, but you wrote a piece of the mem before the chaf. Yeah, that piece is totally insignificant. It's only if you write a complete letter before the letter that should have been earlier. So long as you don't write a complete letter, it's called vihayu. So if you write a piece of a letter, there's no issue over here of shaloi kisidran. Why? The davar shalim, but you need a complete matter, loichatzi davar, not half a matter. Okay? So if you wrote a piece of a letter, you could go back and write the letter before. Avalim kasav yud beloi kutsai hasmali. What if in diagram three, you wrote a yud without its left thorn? Let's say you're writing the word divarai. And you wrote Dalet Beis, and then you went and you wrote the Yud, and you said, well, I'm allowed to write part of a letter before I write a letter that should go earlier. So I wrote the Yud without the left thorn. Now, what the left thorn is, it's either the top hook on top of the Yud or the Kutso Shel Yud underneath the edge. It's one of these two possibilities. So can I now write the Reish and then fill in the Kutso Shel Yud? No, I aleph v'ayin v'shin v'chadoyme. Let's say an ayin, or a aleph, or a shin. Let's say I write the letters where I write the ayin of Shema, or the aleph of Hu, or the shin of Devash, and in all of these cases, the third letter that I'm writing, I don't write correctly because the yud is not attached. Let's say the yud of the ayin over here, or the yud of the aleph, or the yud of the shin. So can I write shin, write an ayin with a a disattached yud, and then go back and write the mem. Avalim kasav yud v'loy kutzay esmali oy alef ayin v'shin v'chadama she'inu ge'a yud ba'ois v'yachar kach kasav mukdam then mekaydam, then I write the letter before yesh v'ay mishum shaloy kesidran. That is shaloy kesidran. Why? Listen to this. Because what would the halacha be if I wrote a yud and I forgot the kutzay shal yud and I'm already a few words later? Can I go back and complete that yud? The answer is, yeah, I could. Why? But it's Shaloi Kisidron. No, it's not. Lekula, we're Mako. We say that's not Shaloi Kisidron. I already wrote the Yud. I'm just missing a little Kutsa Shal Yud. So I'm allowed to go back Lekula and fix the Yud, and it's not Shaloi Kisidron. So says Mr. Brewer, if we're Mako and we say I could complete the Yud or I could attach the Yuds on the Ayin, the Shin, and the Aleph, if I could be lenient and we'll consider it like the letter was already written lekula, then certainly lechumra, if I wrote the yud without the kutzai, that's considered writing it. I can't then go back and write a letter before it. Meaning if we're makel and we say it's considered like you wrote it already, and therefore I'm allowed to go back and fix it, then certainly we're machmer that will consider it like you wrote it, and you can't go back, go and write a letter before. The hashta lekula amrina diyachal asake. Now that we say lekula, you could fix it achar kach. Kimavur behetaz besimelam and vav besimelam and beis sifchav hey. Mishum deikar hadvarim keseder nechtavu, because the main things were written keseder. The shem ois aleha, it's considered like it has the form of the ois afilu b'loy ha-tikun, even without the tikun. K'mo shenichtav achar kach. Kol shekein lechumra, certainly lechumra, that what? It's considered that you wrote the ois and you can't go back and write a letter before. The shem ois aleha v'haba shaloi kesidra. Next. The kol shekein im loy nechser v'ois rak tagin. What if I wrote a dalet, I wrote a shin, and the only thing I'm missing is I forgot to write tagim on the shin. Could I go back and write the vase? Of course not. Oishar dvarim she'inu ma'akdim. V'achar kach kasav mekoydem. And then I wrote the letter before. That's the yesh bo mishum shaloi kesidron. That's shaloi kesidron. Because I wrote the shin. It's just missing tagim. Just anything that you could go back to and correct, lekula, then lechumra, we're going to say you wrote the letter and you can't go and write a letter before. Haga. So we have a Haga over here. Now, this is not the Rama talking. This is the Mishnah Berurah himself talking. Again, this is a summary of the laws of Shaloi Kesidron from the Prima Gadim. Haga v'yesh soifrim shenachsholim be'inyan Shaloi Kesidron be'psuay da'araisa. There are many soifrim that stumble in the area of Shaloi Kesidron. Boom, rak machmas chasarn yediya. It's just because they don't know. Shetoyin, they make a mistake. Lachshav, shaloi kesidron, not ra, nikra, rakim hu misakin eza davar, achar gemar haparshios. Some soifrim think the only thing that shaloi kesidron is if after they're finished, they go back and they fix something. V'yakin misakinim be'ez haksiva kama oisiyah shekvar chalaf v'avra mehen. And therefore they think that while they're still writing, they could go back and correct letters that they already moved on from. Uvemes loikenu. Ela takeoff kishakasav ha'ois. As soon as they wrote the kishakasav ha'ois sha'achrav, as soon as you write the next letter, asr l'sakin ois shalafanav. You cannot fix the letter before. So let's say over here, you wrote the word in number six, v'atzar. You wrote vav ayin, a bad job on the tzadi, and then the resh. Ah, oh, go back and fix the tzadi. Of course, you can't do that. That's shaloi kesidron. Unless, when is it not shaloi kesidron? We just said, if the ois be'etzem has its tzura, and you're just fixing a small detail. Im loy b'davar shemidina, afilu b'loy ha'tikun yeshalav shem ois ha'ois. Unless something, that medina, even without fixing it, it has the tzura of that ois. The lav kulei medina gemiri. Not everybody knows the halacha. Leida ezer davar yeshalav shem ois ha'ois b'li ha'tikun. Which things have on the letter the shem ois without fixing it? Umotar l'sakenai afilu achar kach, and that could be fixed even afterwards. Uve ezer davar ein alav shem ois b'li ha'tikun. And which things do not have the status of the ois without fixing it? Umemela asul l'sakenai achar shekasav ha'ois ha'achrav. Umemela it's usher to fix it after you wrote the next letter. Alkein, therefore, mehanochlein lahasofer. It is correct for a sofer she yizahir betfilin umezuzois shaloi lahanif yaday al shem ois lasakanai beiza tikkun. He should not lift his hand to go back and fix any letter achar shekasav oishal acharof after he wrote the next letter. Unless he could find that black and white in the Sifrei Halacha that he's allowed to do it, l'sakin afilu achakach. V'lo yedame v'atzim milsa milsa, he should not make comparisons and extrapolate. V'chol zehu afilu tikkun shayde k'siva. This is all fixing by writing. Certainly, fixing by scraping. Let's look at number 7. V'kol shekein tikkun shayde mechika. When you scrape, there's another problem. Forget shaloi kesidron. This is a problem of creating a letter by removing ink. We already know there's an issue that you have to write a letter initially. You can't write a block of ink and then carve it out after the fact. So afilu loy kasav adayin shamois achar zeh. Chak tuchos is a problem, even if you didn't go back and write another letter afterwards. You have to know very well all the details that there is in this. Ki inyanav aruchin, the subject is long. V'ayin b'chay adam shekasa. Look in chay adam who writes. Tehu haya masne emas sofer shloi. He made a stipulation with his scribe. Shloi lanav aleim barzel machmaza. He told his sofer, do me a favor. You could use a feather. You can't use any iron, meaning no scraping on my tefillin mezuzos. I don't allow any scraping. That was the tonight. You better get it right in the first place, but no scraping. Now, Uve Emes says the Mishabra. What do I say about the Chai Adam's stipulation? Uve Emes atzasi hi tovimai. The truth is, that's a very good idea to stipulate that he can't scratch. This will only help that you don't have an issue of chak tuchos. Let's say chak tuchos is like this. You're writing the word vahara, and you made a dalad. So even if you didn't write the hay after, if you want to scrape off the dalad, end of the dalad, to make it a resh, that's a problem, because you didn't write a resh. You wrote a dalad and then created a resh by removing ink. So the eitzah of the chayadim of not to allow the sofer to do any scraping only saves you from chak tuchos. Avoloi mi shaloi kesidron. It's not going to save you from the issue of shaloi kesidron. Im loy sheyizahar hasofer lehisnahig b'malachdei melecha shemayim la'at la'at, unless the sofer agrees to do his work deliberately, shaloi lahatig yadai min ha'ais, not to move his hand from the letter, ad sheyamidena al-temnasa kedin, until he gets it correctly, because if he's going to move on and then come back to fix, it's going to be a problem. Ukfaro isi anoshim yirei aloikim mefazrin mamon rav al tikkun tefiloseya. I see there are many God-fearing people. They spend a lot of money to fix their tefillin. V'loikchem misofer uman. They buy from professional sofer shiachal asis batim non. They could make very nice batim. They could get Scheinfeld batim for $2,000. Umhudarim kedin, that are muhudar like the halacha b'chol prateim. V'ashri chalkam, they're very fortunate. But more than you have to be careful about the batim and the tefillin themselves, al b'yosim zed shavazal inya tefillin mibifnim. You have to be more careful about the parshiyos. V'ema parshiyos shiasa sofer kol osiyosim kedin. The sofer has to get every letter correctly. B'chol prateim. In all their details, v'hidureim. V'lazet sarach sheyia hasofer baki. And therefore, the sofer needs to be a baki in the laws of writing the letters. Begam sheyasa malachdoi b'mesinos. He has to do his work deliberately. Kafilu im ois echad loy nasa kedin. All it takes is one letter and the tefillin are pasul. And you'll never know. No checking can ever check for this. There's no way to check for shaloi kesidron. B'chol pratav. Now, weiter. Im chiser behaksav hatagen. Let's go to diagram 8 over here. Let's say you're missing out in the letters a tag. You wrote the word nishba, and you didn't make a tagim on the nun. Or you didn't make the kutsa shayud, mavur besimilam advav, the taz, uvesimilam vez magavram, the yesh lasakin afilo acher shenichtavu. You could go back and make tagim. You could go back and make a kutsa shayud. Why? The chal shah ois to rasay aleha. Anytime the letter has its surah, afagatul kutsa shayud asmali pasul rabbeinut. Even though it's a puzzle letter, you hear this? It's a very fine line. You could have written a letter. The letter is puzzle, but you're allowed to go back and fix it. Why? Because ikar tzuras alehem. V'gam tagim yesharim the puzzle. Even tagim some say in puzzle. Who said it's puzzle? Remember we had yesterday. The Mechaber says it loy puzzle. But the Mishnah Berurah brought down from the Bach and the Gra that it is puzzle. Im loy tigon, if you didn't make a tag, mikamakon v'hayu advarim, it's considered Vahayu Hadvarim. Here's an important idea. Why is it that you could go back and fix a letter that's puzzle, either Kutza Shalyud or Tagim, but it's Shalai Kisidrat? The answer is it says Vahayu Hadvarim. It has to be as it is. But the Devarim, the main letter, the main image, not added detail, even though it's critical. Number nine. Okay, we'll do couple more lines. Let's say you have letters that are touching. Now, this is a very sensitive issue. You wrote uchsavtam, and the tuf and the mem are touching. Could you go back after the fact and separate them? Do we say ikar tsurasay alav and you could go back? Or do we say, look, this is not a tuf, this is not a mem, it's definitely possible, so could you go back and fix it? You're allowed to. Why? Again, because the ikar tzura of the tuf is on it. The ikar tzura of the mem is on it. It's pashit davka if the tzura was not changed. V'chein yudei ha'aleph. Okay, let's look at number 10. You have the yud of the aleph. V'hashin v'ayin. Or the regel of the tuf. Well, let's say it's not attached over here. She'ein noigin. And v'tinoik d'loy chachtem b'loy tibish kairos and mitzrasim. You bring a kid, he could read it. Or a beis, or a dalid. Let's say it's not attached here by the beis, or it's not attached. V'chadoyma, she'in agag mechuber liyarech, where the roof is not attached to the leg, l'mala, v'tinei kairos and mitzrasim, rashoy l'sakein agag. Why? Ay, it's puzzle. Again, because ikur surasai alehem. Now, we're going to see tomorrow that the Mishnah Berurah holds this is only if the separation is not outright recognizable. But if it's outright recognizable, even though a tinoi can read it, since it's considered ein surasa alah, it's shaloi kesidran. On that, Rabbi Kiva Eger argues. We'll see that tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, thank you everybody for joining. This was a little bit of a bigger chunk, but Be'ezus Hashem, Hashem should help us understand all the details here. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Kol tov, bracha v'atzlacha.
I'd like to ask.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.